down at like you are now.
Tim, I have no idea what you're doing.
Well, I'll compare with Jimmy. We'll give you what his is, okay?
Well, Jimmy's got 4,700 second right now, Jeff.
Tim, he's got a little more gear than we do, right? Hey, Robbie, does he have more gear than we do?
Yeah, he does have a little more gear.
Tim, so we'll call it, 4,600?
There's still a pit road speed right there right now, so maybe you can get an idea. I don't know, but...
I bet they're all scuffing their tires and everything. Let's call it 4,600.
10-4, that'll put us real close.
Come to the green. Come to the green.
Guys, coming to the green here. Let's just have a real good solid day. I'll get in there nice and solid for you all day and have some good pit stops.
10-4, boss. Remember, we'll come up on you real quick when we do pit. Nice and smooth, buddy. To our left. Let's get her done, buddy. Seal the deal. Have your tire blowers on.
Real loose.
Of course, you haven't seen it here. Working, but.
Side, inside, clear.
Cannot turn the wheel through the middle of the corner or get the gas.
Careful, but when you get nose weights, you get better and better with under the trap ball when you start out better.
Got two bad at 1 and 2, and 3 and 4. Really, really bad down there.
Careful, but careful. Nice job, but nice job.
Buddy, that's a handful. It's actually getting decent down here, 1 and 2, but real handful under when I get the throttle up off of 3 and 4. Even on the intro, I'm pretty loose.
10-4, but gonna put, get caught up there. We're going to put 4 tires on you and drop the trap ball there about a round and a half on the right side. Mainly when you go for the gas, Jeff. Give me a chance to hit.
And 3 and 4, it's the whole way. I mean, I can't even drive in there.
10-4. One round on that trap bar, I want to get a round and a half in that left rear too, guys. That'd be 4 tires and we'll come up quick here on your left, bud.
Tempo. Conway, pit road speed side step.
Force right over here, bud. Stop in the box. It's 4 tires.
Clear, clear.
4,600. Check your temperature, Jeff. Give it to me, water and oil, bud.
230, oil 240. 220, oil 230.
Boy, you know, it rained there real hard last night. I'm sure the tracks will keep changing, so we might have to start bringing it back up, but sure we're going to tighten up here for this run.
Well,
I'm sure we'll have a few of those guys up there ahead of us that's got 2 tires, too, so see what happens if they run a little bit.
Well, come
to the green.
If
they're
on.
Cars
off.
Good job, go.
I'm not too bad. Now I can't get in the corner. That off, really loose getting into 3.
10-4, but nice job, but it's a bunch of money. Get down on the left front tire pressure and up on the left rear to help you out.
There's almost 220 oil, 240.
Great job, bud. Great job. Catching a bunch up there. You're working.
I mean, this is about when it starts coming to me. You know, we really got to fix that thing on the beginning of the run. Damn thing did again, guys.
That button on the steering wheel, make sure it's not it. Try to start it.
Got it back. Piece of shit thing.
There's a fuse on that left side there. You should be able to pull that thing out, but.
Tell me what to do to get the steering wheel button to get rid of that steering wheel button. Oh, hello, talk to me. What do I do to get rid of the steering wheel button? Are they talking to me? Because I'm not hearing anything.
Jeff, I haven't said anything yet. Inside. Clear.
Driving him. On the switch signal there on your left, the breaker, TSF, should be able to pull it out. Should help it.
PC, Ron.
There's a breaker on your left hand side to take a pull it out. I didn't hear the initials that he said, but a breaker it sounded like.
One, I got engine, driver, brake, rear, gauges, aux. Left front, doesn't matter. We're coming in. Flat tire.
Guys, four tires, here he is. Right there, it's got TSF on it, bud. TSF and pull it out, a breaker.
Not seeing anything says TSF anywhere on here. I pulled that one out a long time ago.
Clear, all clear, 4,600.
Pulled the RAS system one a long time ago before we started the race.
Yeah, four, just keep digging here. Hope we get about 1 more after the race.
Crosses out for debris. Debris right in the middle of turn 4 in the groove.
The plan here.
All right, bud, we're going to come in, try to get that thing disconnected there for you. When cut, just disconnect it.
So if we stay out, we won't be tailing any loud.
So we'll get the line up front, just so I don't know about that switch that you have trouble with. I'd be able to just reach out and unplug it from where it's at and just tie it right. You can't get to anything.
It's not going to switch it on if I jerk some wires out of this thing, is it?
Don't jerk any wires. Just try to be real careful with that button if you can slide it around or something. Or I don't know what that means.
So it's the back of the switch, because the only way I've ever been able to fix it is wiggling and jiggling the back of the switch. And let's talk about this. Oh, let's calm down here. We're one lap down, or are we tail end lead lap right now?
One down there, bud. One down.
We're still one down, so we were two laps down.
No, we'll be able to line right up beside the leader, you know, if we stay out there. We got three or four cars that are one down right here right now.
But what I'm trying to get at is we're leaders have gone in, now we're one lap down.
But we should be the tail end.
I can line up in the outside lane, right?
Get the choice to, Jeff, yes. I'll try to do that right now and then work on the button later.
Yeah, let's try to get this lap back.
Is that panel here, Stevie? Is the panel here? Let me see.
Yes, it messed the motor up too, because the motor's popping and banging a little bit right now as well.
Aren't I was walking on you there, but I found that with the switches on, there's a little push and pull button there. You should be able to pull that thing out to help this eliminate that thing.
Somebody needs to talk to me in more detail about I know where the button is on the steering wheel where you push it in. What are you talking about?
Where the switches are there should be a couple little buttons. They look like a little breaker. You should be able to pull them out and be all right.
Hey, I've got an engine, driver, brake, rear, gauges, and auxiliary. Which one do you want me to pull?
Hang on, bud. Got some confusion here, which I'm getting to avoid. You do get the option there in the line.
Want to go and get in or want to go?
You don't know which one to pull out.
We think we're going to have to cut that wire, Jeff. We're getting a panel down here to look at it. We think we're going to have to end up cutting that wire.
Back on the backstretch, Rick. On the backstretch. Car head hard, coming off at two. Two cars above, middle of the backstretch. Got a big fire. So back it in and get the line. Back it down.
But we're going to come in. We're going to run an extra lap. We're going to come in and get four tires on it. Get that thing just connected.
I'm just so loose on, guys.
10-4, let's get a half a rubber and a left rear. Half a rubber and a lever and get that switch disconnected.
Three everywhere, car's still sitting in the middle of the backstretch.
Problem is the car is going to tighten up so much once you get it better on the new tires.
Oh, but if we're going to be lining up front there, we're going to have to be better on the start to hang in the desk.
Yeah, boy, you're right.
Keep your radio on so you hear me now about getting out of that car. Tell us about the pace, car line. It's going to take us a little bit. It's going to be four tires, get the rubber and the left rear. We'll get that switch unplugged. Get Rose closed right now.
What do you say about keep my radio, or are you talking to Ron?
I want Ron to keep us informed about the pace car. Lupo is going to have his radio. I've got to make sure he keeps it on, so while he's working on that.
Far, I got you. Right now, you know, up off the corner, I'm not too bad, and that's where I get tight later on, but I'm so loose getting into the corner that, you know, I can't drive into the middle and turn the wheel.
And for that rubber and the left rear is going to really help that. But you're going to wait till one of them come back, right? Wait till one of them come back. Do your job and the old Lupo will wait there. As soon as you get that left front hung, CC, come back, okay? Okay, let's get a round and a half in that right rear. Round and a half on the right rear. Craven, get us two in yours. Two in yours, Steven.
I got a snow cloud.
See Stuart's spotter, tell him, you know, I'm fighting to get a lap back, and you know, if he can pass me, then he can pass me, but don't think I'm going to give it to him right now. Ain't no way.
He said that he was just trying to get push you up there and get him along up there with you. He said he wasn't screwing with you.
Okay. Because a lot of those leaders won't come, so we've got to wait for the second time.
10-4.
Jeff Stewart was saying that he was just trying to push you up there and get him up there, too. He said he wasn't screwing with you.
All right, well, I mean, that's how wrecks happen. I mean, he's hitting me pretty damn hard, so I understand. Pit's open yet or still closed?
Still closed. Like I said, we'll have to be the second time.
Okay.
Lupo, come here, bud. Jeff, it'll be real important for us to try to keep that engine running when we're sitting here while we do that, and that'll tell us something when we unplug that thing, okay?
Okay. Rod will be up this time by for lead lap cars.
Jeff, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen here. Now, he's going to take that panel off the top of the dash. He's going to reach in there and unplug that. It's important, like I said, that pay attention to your hands, and we want to keep the engine running the whole time, so we unplug that. We know it's not affecting anything, okay?
10-4.
We're going to leave that panel off of there, too. We're not going to be putting that panel back on.
What?
How do you keep express that pace car real good, bud?
10-4.
So you going to roll in that left one, bud? Good.
Two first. Are we going to change tires first?
We're going to put four tires on, do it all at the same time here.
10-4.
Make sure to let our official know they're about to swap out here. Nice and smooth, four tires. Make sure you wait there, Lupo. Make sure you wait.
Pace car just entering one. Stop middle of two.
Right off with them.
4600.
Nice job there, guys. Real nice.
Are you still cleaning up back here, Ron?
That's some sweeper trucks that are about done back there, Jeff. They're probably gone by now. Might be down on the bottom a little bit. Can't see them.
But we have not gotten the one to go, right?
One to go right now. They just said it. One to go when you get here.
Up there, guys. See if we can't make back some ground.
Car's off.
Go, go, go.
Cross is out, cross is out. Hard defense at turn two, see if you can get it back. Nine cars the leader up there, all clear.
We're going to have to try it again, we're going to just four tires. Make the car better for you.
Man, I'm good down here, one and two, and it's so freaking loose. Down there, you know, three and four, and then it just, it gets so tight about four laps into it.
Does it get tied in or just, you know, just the exit?
And on new tires, I'm just dead ass sideways loose. So if you want to fix that, so maybe I can get by him. Perfect is really good on new tires. It can be hard to beat him on new tires.
Yeah, well, to run that extra lap there again.
I don't know what's going on, but for some reason down here in 3 and 4, I've just got no grip at all. I can't drive anywhere over here and feel like I'm secure.
Yeah, well, let's get that trap bar down around there on that right side, Stevie, and get around the wedge out of it. Do the wedge on the left rear there. Track bar down around, but here, drop that left rear pound too, but before this time, but four tires again. All clear, 4600. We've got 120 laps to go, so we've got a lot of time to get it here. We'll get after it, but definitely been good enough in that first run, those, if they ever run long enough, that baby got real good there for us, split and shut off that first time.
Yeah, definitely.
You want to go and get it, Jeff? Want to go.
All right.
Car's off.
Go.
Cars are coming out here. The 8 car's got the Brillo. Cars is out.
Got to get the car better for you, bud. What do you need there?
I needed that first turn with the 21 car not in front of me. I think I could have gotten in front of them there, but I don't know. I think we hurt the motor. I think it won't run down the straightaway.
Do you need the car any free or take any more bite out or not?
Longer runs, yes. For the shorter runs, I still need to be tighter down here in 3 and 4, but it's killing me in the long run.
We got to run that extra lap again, and we'll get a chance for those guys to stay out there. We got to run the extra lap, though.
Well, it's a whole lot better that time. I don't really know what to do to it to make it any better, because everything we do to make it better on short runs is making it worse on the long run.
10-4, is that entry to turn 3 better for you?
A little bit.
We'll have Jimmy up there lead, so we'll come get tires on it again, see if we can do something here.
Four.
It's going to be four tires this time there, guys. Four tires.
Four
tires. I'm going to put about three-quarter round on the right rear, Jeff.
Oh.
Here he is. We can get you a good one, but jump in here. We're going to be at 21 this time. Four tires.
Clear. 4600.
Got
there, guys. Good job.
Hey, Aaron, when you get done, come talk to me, Aaron, about the tires. Everybody. It's going to be a good shot for us right here, buddy. Real good. He's got about 18 laps on the tires there. He's our teammate, so we should be in good shape here. Work real hard to get him back, but make it back to our finish.
Oh.
I have a blow through the tribal by start finish, Jeff, on the high side.
Robbie, do you have any idea why we cut that left front down? Was it debris that I ran over?
It looked like when you went down on the apron there, you picked something up and it cut the outside of the tire.
10-4. What's that happen, Aaron? I think you do something about that.
He's not talking to you so far. If he's used to you hollering at him.
Holler, I mean, if he had anything to do with that switch on the steering wheel.
And for all these guys right here are gambling, he's going to just stop. We've got 105 laps to go, but.
Just a little bit too tight right now. You know, it still started out a little bit free, but we're tightening it up a lot where now I'm almost too tight. You know, 5-6 laps into it.
Double oil going down in the high side in 3, and then it's the end of the group coming off 4.
10-4, we're going to have to try it again, bud. Run the next lap. Come here, Aaron. Jeff, we're going to take a little bit more bite out or sneak that track bar just a little bit. I think that rubber in the left rear, you know, we might be able to.
I mean, I'm a lot better getting in. I still get a little bit loose, you know, getting in. A lot of it's just aero, though. I mean, when guys, you know, get up behind me, I'm loose. By myself, I'm not too bad.
Yeah, boy, that was looking pretty good there the last few laps. I'd like to try to go up a pound on that right front, you know, get that track bar about a half, three-quarter rim.
I think that sounds good. It feels like the right front's getting down a little bit too good up off at 4.
10-4, then we'll try it here too again. That caution couldn't have fell at a worse time, could it?
No, I mean, couldn't believe it. Rusty got the grenade this time. What, that 29 car is fast as shit on new tires or, you know, when they first take off. Boy, that thing has got the power and stuck.
Yeah, 10-4.
I really think we hurt the motor or did something, this thing, when all that stuff went on.
We'll be over this time by. We'll leave that cars only.
We'll be ready for you this time.
Paul.
Jeff, when you're exiting our pit box, there'll be a streak of oil. Just make sure you notice it when you come in. Observe it when you come into your pit box. Won't be a problem coming in. Just look at it.
Four
tires, but four tires.
Clear. 4,600.
NASCAR, they're
going to penalize
that 57 for not having
this
left side below the
yellow
line next to the pit.
Jeff, the 16 is leading. He said if anything happens, you will get your lap back.
Come back to me, what'd you say?
The 16 car is leading right now. He said if anything happens, you will get your lap back.
That 57 beat us out because he took two tires. And, I mean, he didn't run his left side below that yellow line, leaving pit road. You know, are we going to, Are they
going to
penalize
them? Checking it right now, they're right. It'll be an even better shot. We've got a bunch of cars up there that aren't very good, you know, hit all the fast cars, so it'll be exciting to see what happens.
I agree. That's why I'm fighting so hard on this thing with this 57 car, because I need to be that first car. I've been curious what they do, because they never watch it. They don't pay attention to those guys when they leave pit road like that.
Are you wanting to go when you get here? Wanting to go.
Don't let it go with us, Tim.
Yeah, that surprised me.
A good shot for us. Let's fight them hard, buddy. Fight them hard. I know you will.
Go.
Go.
Something may have gone wrong because the thing is getting really bad up off the corner. It has no drive off whatsoever.
Jeff, just be ready if you can. There's a piece of debris just before the start finish line. I'm going to lane up off the bottom. There might be a caution coming. Caution's out. Caution's out. Put debris from start finish line. Everybody slowing down going into three.
Fucking possible.
Three laps. Yeah, pull back. Run that extra lap. That right front tire back down. Get that track bar back down a little bit. Aaron, come see me there when you get down there. Bar back down, Steve. We'll get it back down one round. Three out of that left rear inner liner, Aaron. Get three out of it. I didn't care if we could do four tires, but four tires.
Clear. 4,600.
Stevie, come here, man.
Good job, guys. Thanks.
You wanted to go when you get here? Wanted to go.
All right, Big Jeff. Shane said when he said to me, he'd fight, he didn't mean fight this much.
No kidding, right? Definitely testing
us,
that's for sure.
Go.
All clear. Go behind you, cross it out.
That first up to me right there.
You just stay up there, Jeff. Let's just stay up there this time, see if we can get him.
Careful.
My bitch is really sorry about last week, like you said, wasn't he?
Exactly. All right, I don't expect you to give me, but, you know, I give the same to him just like he gives to me.
10-4, you're a lot better giver. Put it on, buddy.
We're
going to stay with him.
We're staying out when the pit's open.
Same to stay out there right now. How big is that wreck over there?
Motor blow going into one.
Anything you think we can do to help the car right there, Jeff, or not?
Well, it's, you know, I'm a little bit tight behind him, but afraid if I got in front of him, I'd be too loose.
I think those two or three laps of the tires make a difference to get your lap back. I'm just afraid to give up anything back there behind us, you know?
I know, I don't think there's any huge gain, and this is the best the car's done
in a while. 10-4, we'll stay out there. Maybe we'll get a chance to get it back on it. I knew better than to even look up and see if he was going to give it back. That was the bad part.
You know, the way I look at it is risk versus gain. You know, I don't think he has anything to really gain by giving me a, not giving me a lap back, but he has a lot to risk by not giving me one.
10-4 on that. 10-4. Good thing about his car, it seems to go away, you know, after 5-6 laps of that restart. Track looks like it's about ready, Jeff.
Yeah, it's pretty close. You know, just the speedy driver is slower, slowing it off.
Keep an eye on that 29. I think he's thinking about pit. Just watch for him there.
How many laps to go?
53 when they complete this one, 53.
Wait, he can make it, right?
He might be close. I don't know. 48 on us. No, I don't know about him.
He's coming this time.
We're going together.
All right, what should we do now?
Stay with it. They're going to want to go here, I think. Spencer will wind up being the leader. Spencer will be the leader.
Well, all right, guys. Just keep our fingers crossed. We can get out front here and get a caution.
10-4, buddy. You can do it.
You have the option, Jeff.
10-4. Real tight right now. But, I mean, this thing won't go down the straightaway, Joe. We're going to have to do some homework when we go back.
10-4, buddy. Just be smart with it. Smart, you know, good.
It's really, really tightened up. Need to probably get that left rear rubber out of it and some other things.
10-4, buddy. We've got 31 left to go. 31 right there.
Are we going to stop?
Well, we'll have to stop. I'm going to stop the order right 5 seconds.
Tell me what he said. I can't hear what he's saying.
I'm going to have to stop, copy all of the fuel, and I think he said right side.
Yeah, well, it's running this slow, we might be at least big on fuel.
Yeah, come this next time for right side.
That could be wrong.
Going to come next time for right side.
Oh, coming next time. Right side.
I'll be coming here, guys. Right side, on the tire fingers. Right side, going, guys. Right side, going. 4600, 4600.
As long as the thing held it, he can hold out trying to stay ahead of that 16.
4 to go right there, bud. 4 to go.
He's out of gas.
Two more to go, bud. 2 to go.